Head coach Gus Bradley and the Jacksonville Jaguars back on the practice fields Tuesday. Mandatory minicamp is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields for just over 2 hours today. And Bradley moved practice up a couple of hours to beat some possible afternoon showers and to throw the team a curveball. He said they handled it very well. Wide receiver is a big topic today. Cecil Shorts III stretched with the team but didn't do much else, so don't expect him the rest of the week either. A calf injury and no need to press him. Mike Brown and Ace Sanders did work full while those two rookies, Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson, remained out. They'll likely be out the rest of this week. On the offensive line, some first-team work at right guard for third-round pick Brandon Linder. Jack McClendon had seen a lot of the reps early in OTAs, and the plan was to bring Linder along as they went. That has been in place now. Gus Bradley said he liked the different energy on Tuesday.
And the coaches are coaching with energy, and the there's fans here, you know, again, and that adds to it. But when they feel the energy, the level of practice goes up. It's like that when we talked about what the purpose of music was, because to us, practice is everything. It's the most important thing. We've got to capture our practices, and the music and all the things that we do to try to elevate the level of practice, we get better faster.
Let's get into the offensive backfield and talk running backs. It's a whole new feel in that running backs room since Maurice Jones-Drew left for the Oakland Raiders in free agency. It all starts now with the workhorse of this backfield, Toby Gerhardt. He's the free agent pickup from Minnesota. He has very little wear and tear backing up Adrian Peterson there and worked productively when he was in the lineup for the Vikings. Gerhardt said that his adjustment to the offense in Jacksonville, though, is still a work in progress.
Still not 100% there. You know, did the no huddle at the end, where it's purely code words and throwing stuff that we've learned kind of all throughout spring. And I had to, hey, Chad, what I got on this one? You know, a quick reminder. But I think we're making leaps and bounds, and everybody's starting to grasp it.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And talking about Gerhardt, yeah, he says the transition's still ongoing, but in the end, he's still going to be the top running back, right?
Well, I think it's going to be a transition that will be ongoing until he gets out on the field in pads and until they get into games. At the running back position, you're working behind a line, you're working behind a new line, and it stands to reason that there's going to be adjustments that have to be made once they start making contact with defensive players. And I like Gerhardt. I like the way he runs. He looks like a guy who can be one of those free agents that not a lot of people talk about in the offseason around the league, but who is a fit, who's coming in at the right age. Adjustments to be made, but he looks like a guy who's going to fit.
Let's stay on offense. Wide receivers were a topic today, of course. Gus Bradley said his only real disappointment so far in OTAs was that more of those wide receivers weren't on the field. What do you say?
Right. Well, and remember, he was asked what's the most disappointing thing. So he had to pick something, and that certainly stands out as an area that, as I asked Cecil Shorts today, he said, I would have loved to have had more guys on the field. He would have loved to be on the field. But Cecil didn't think it was going to be something that extends necessarily into affecting play during the season. Jerry Sullivan sort of said the same thing. I get that Gus is concerned, but the wide receiver group feels pretty comfortable that they can get this thing going, with Cecil saying the important thing is these young guys need to listen to Jerry Sullivan.
The practice on Wednesday is the final public practice of this offseason program. So what you, John Q. Public, are you going to look for tomorrow?
John Q. Public, or Johnny, as it were, right? But you'd like to say the receivers, because it's an interesting group in that there's new guys. But I don't know how much of what you're going to see from receivers is going to translate to the field next season. So look for things from the tight end, Mercedes Lewis, Marcel, you're going to have to help me out with the second name.
Jensen,
good job. And those are the guys that I think you might see stuff that you're going to see during the regular season. And obviously, Blake Bortles, Chad Henne, that's a huge storyline. Blake Bortles has looked better the last couple of weeks, and Chad Henne continues to look good. If you're coming out to practice, watch the quarterbacks, even though the receivers that they're working with may not be the guys you're going to see in September.
Well done, John. We'll follow your lead tomorrow.
Follow my lead. That's always a good plan.
Yeah, great advice, huh? Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. This Jaguars coaching staff is a teaching staff, and that's great news for a young roster.
Gus Bradley said something to me just before the draft, and I can't get it out of my head. He emphasized that the Jaguars coaching staff is developmentally focused. Now, that might not seem like much to you, but trust me, it's very different than the majority of NFL teams. Every NFL head coach will talk during OTAs and training camp about teaching. Jack Del Rio used to take great pride in pointing out coaches that he saw engaged in great periods of instruction. Every NFL coach is a teacher. They teach the game plan all week long, and the final exam is kickoff on Sunday. The difference lies in the Jags' approach to their players, not the playbook. They're not just concerned with knowing what to do on the field, although they work on that. The Jaguars coaches are focused on getting those things that allow each player to reach his potential. They spend more time with each player, connecting their effort on the field to the game plan. Each player has to hit that sweet spot Gus is always talking about, improvement. I said it last week, if you focus too much on the plays and not enough on the players, you miss the key to long-term winning. The simple truth is that Gus believes if you just keep working on getting players better, the result is a better team. And the result of a better team is winning. Most NFL staffs have to focus on the immediate, the here and now, winning. Bradley and Dave Caldwell are truly taking a long-term approach to building a consistent winner. And if they do it right, the Jaguars way could someday replace the Patriot way as the model for sustained excellence in the NFL.
Oh, he go! Let's go, baby! Let's go!
This is running backs coach Terry Richardson, mic'd up for Tuesday's practice, and look for the full feature later this week on Jaguars.com. The Jaguars continue mandatory minicamp Wednesday at 10:55. We'll have live coverage on Jaguars.com live right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.